Good morning, I'm Bill Radke. The University of Washington introduced its new football coach yesterday. The old head coach just quit to go and coach at USC. The new guy, Chris Peterson, has spent the last 8 seasons with the Boise State Broncos. He says whenever he came to Montlake to face the Huskies, he felt envious.
I mean, when you walked into this stadium, this beautiful environment, there's not a better one in college football. And then you pack it with these passionate people in purple. Holy smokes. I mean, I was very, very irritated, to tell you the truth. But deep down, I really liked it, because that's what college football should be all about.
Yeah, there are passionate people in purple, but if Washington is such a great place for college football, why hasn't the team won more than 8 games in a season since the year 2000? Well, maybe we're too civilized. That's the theory from Wall Street Journal sports reporter Rachel Bachman. I asked her what she means by civilized.
One of the things that really makes Seattle stand out among college football towns is that I wouldn't really call it a college football town. You know, most of them are in fairly rural areas. They have these huge stadiums with not a whole lot surrounding them except universities that they're affiliated with. And there's just a lot more going on in Seattle. It's a dynamic city, obviously. I don't have to tell you that. This is not the type of place where college football programs at the very highest levels typically thrive.
Why? What is the connection between being a typical college town and victories on the field?
I think it's a number of things. There's, of course, the fan support that that fuels a lot of these programs. There is the financial support that both comes from fans and from the conferences in which these teams play. And it's just sort of a general focus of the entire community. You know, when you're in Alabama and it's a football Saturday, you can't walk about 20 feet without knowing that. And I'm not sure that the same can be said for Washington in general or Seattle specifically.
Well, the Huskies just introduced their new coach. He's going to make millions of dollars a year. They have a newly renovated stadium. How could the Huskies be neglected or underfunded?
I wouldn't say they're neglected or underfunded. I would say that there is a difference between the programs that are competitive and successful every year. And in that category, I'd put programs like Oregon and Stanford and Oklahoma and a number of other ones.
Well, Rachel, the Huskies used to be a great team. They won the Orange Bowl when I was a student there. What changed?
They were actually put on probation a number of years ago for recruiting violations and other NCAA rule breaking. And that really did devastate the program for quite a while. It came back in the early 2000s. There were some great teams, but those were somewhat besmirched as well because a number of players got arrested, and even the coach at the time, Rick Neuheisel, got into some trouble for entering an NCAA betting pool. And so it was somewhat of a mess, and there are several, I would say, questionable coaching hires that have kind of kept the Huskies at a fairly mediocre level, and they're now trying to get back to those days when they were competing for and winning national championships.
How is the Husky football crowd different from any other school?
Well, one thing that I found was that of the people who sit in the donor section, so these are the more expensive seats at Husky Stadium, 58% of them are actually Washington alumni. And that's somewhat different from some other high-profile teams across the country. For instance, at Alabama, 43% of those expensive seats are held by actual Alabama alums, and it's 39% at Oregon. And so what that says to me is that the Huskies have a crowd that is largely invested in the university as a whole and not only in sports.
Are you saying a city cares less about college sports if its people have actually been to college?
I don't think they care less about that, but they'd care more if the school is tarnished by a scandal that affects its athletic program. And I think that tends to be less true at places where the ardent fans are people who didn't go to the school. They might not necessarily care as much about what happens to the reputation of the academic portion of the university.
Rachel Bachman covers sports for the Wall Street Journal. Yesterday, the UW introduced new football head coach Chris Peterson, who compiled a record at Boise State of 92-12. He'll be paid between $3 and $4 million a year for 5 years, with the chance for an annual bonus of another million or so.